7BR Part Heard.
Hello and welcome to 7BR's Part Heard, the podcast that traverses the legal landscape, examining issues across multiple practice areas, guided by the diverse expertise of our members. This week, we're taking a bit of a break from our usual programming and running a loosely themed day in the life type mini-series to provide some insight into the experiences of our members. Today, I'm joined by Stephen Furson, who was called to the bar in 2013 and joined 7BR in 2019, and who specialises in crime, regulatory and professional discipline matters. Stephen, welcome to the podcast.
Good afternoon.
Now, you were a lateral hire, weren't you? So I wonder what your first 6 to 12 months looked like at Chambers.
I was a lateral hire, yes. I did my pupillage in Furnival Chambers from 2015 to 2016, got tenancy there. I was a tenant for a year before I went to Kingsley Napoli Solicitors into their regulatory department. And there I was mostly prosecuting on behalf of the Health and Care Professions Council. And then after about a year, knew I wanted to come back to the bar and basically wanted to change direction. I had a friend at Seven who had followed a similar path. She was a lateral hire as well. And after several conversations with her and a sit down with Steve, the head criminal clerk, I realized that this is where I wanted to be. So I joined Chambers in January of 2019. And coming back to the bar and coming to a completely different Chambers was a bit of a shock to the system, I have to say. I had to rebuild my practice, and the clerks were really helpful in doing that. Before, when I was in Furnival, I only defended in criminal matters. So in joining Chambers, I got on the CPS list and started prosecuting. A lot of Chambers criminal work is in the Midlands, so I was travelling a lot more than I had been before. And in the beginning, because I'd come back and hadn't been at the independent bar for about a year, I was mostly doing returns for other people, reconnecting with old solicitors and establishing those links again. I was doing a bit of regulatory work as well, a lot of which is in London for the firm that I had done the secondment with. And I was lucky enough in my first year in Chambers to join a team of other members to go on a seminar series in Jersey and Guernsey. Chambers have a presence there, and I did a couple of talks on legal professional privilege. We also had the Chambers refurb and launch, so there was a lot going on within Chambers at that time, and it was probably quite a good time for someone like me to join and see everything change and sort of start afresh. So yeah, that was my first year.
Sounds pretty hectic.
It was, yeah, it was really hectic.
Now you sort of specialise in crime and regulatory professional disciplinary matters. As you mentioned, was that motivated by your experience on secondment or other things? And what is it that you enjoy about that work?
Certainly the regulatory work was inspired by the secondment, but also I had been a legal assistant at Kingsley & Napoli before I came to the bar. So I had experience in regulatory work. And my interest in that area really came from my time working in a hospital, both at school and university part-time, and seeing how healthcare professionals deal with patients and the rules governing the care that they provide. So that naturally led me into regulatory work before the bar. And then that's a practice that I've thankfully been able to cultivate. In terms of crime, my interest there was really in relation to the advocacy. I mean, if you wanted to be an advocate as a barrister, you do, in my view, some may disagree, criminal law or family law, because there you're going to be in court most often. I had ideas of grandeur in relation to criminal law, which have been shattered since, but it was certainly to me the most interesting area to get into.
Can I just ask, what were you doing in the hospital when you were in school?
I was a clerical officer. I worked in accident and emergency. So patients would come through and you would sort of triage them before they went through to see the nurse. And then I would also prepare medical records for clinics. So if there was an outpatient's clinic or an inpatient's clinic, then it was our job to go off and prepare those. And I did that part-time in the summers and on the weekends from the age of about 16 until I graduated, which is a while ago now.
Oh, interesting. So you didn't fancy a career in medicine?
No, my best friend was a doctor or wanted to be a doctor, so I couldn't be. it wasn't allowed, so I had to choose something else.
And you ended up here?
I did, yeah.
So what does a usual week look like for you? And I know that that's kind of a dreaded question at the moment. So you can do like a pre-COVID and a post-COVID, or even just sort of drawing on common themes in your weeks. I know that probably you'll say that every week is different, but sort of a generalist answer.
I think pre-COVID, and I have to say it does depend, certainly physically I would be going to court a lot more. If I had a trial, then I'd be going to the same court for a number of days, maybe even weeks. But at other times I'd be traveling all over the place. If I had a number of different cases, then it may be that I can't cover some of my own hearings and someone else would have to do them. So I'd be talking to other barristers about what's happening in my cases. I have to say Seven are very good. The clerks are very good at ensuring that we have advance warning, especially if it's one of our cases that have been listed. So you do have time to prepare. But like every barrister, you might not know until the night before where you're going to be the next day. And my experience day to day very much depends on the case. In criminal work, I prosecute and defend most of the time in the Crown Court. So it depends on the offence. It depends on the issue that the court are deciding. In regulatory cases, it's a very different style of advocacy. It's a very different forum. It's more civil in its nature. Hearsay is admissible, which to a criminal lawyer always feels a bit weird. But day to day, it really depends. Post-COVID, unfortunately, at the moment, I'm barely going to court physically. I have a lot of court hearings virtually, and the courts have been quite good at ensuring that those platforms are set up so that we can beam in over the link. Obviously, the lockdown had a big impact initially on a lot of the courts were closed, and there wasn't that much work. Thankfully, though, the seminar series that I talked about earlier in Jersey and Guernsey led to advisory work that has come in this year, which meant that throughout lockdown, I was able to do a document review for the police in Guernsey, which was really helpful. Chambers are very good at cultivating that kind of work alongside the advocacy, and it allows us a level of flexibility, which certainly in the past year has been really useful, especially for those like me at the junior end who aren't doing the big cases.
It sounds like they're managing that so well that you're still pretty busy. So how do you manage a work-life balance? Do you have one?
I don't. Or at least not one I would like. I shouldn't say that, should I? I should say.
No, we encourage honesty on this podcast.
I think it's always hard to strike that balance. Speaking for myself, I find it hard to find or strike the right balance. Often, I think you do need to be strict with yourself about protecting certain time, especially at the weekends, which can be left just to catch up. Certainly, an open dialogue with the clerks is important, especially if things really do build up and you need that time, days in chambers or on papers to get ahead of it. Then in Seven, the clerks are very good at listening to those concerns, and other members of chambers will step in, just as I've stepped in on occasion to help them.
One of the other things I was wondering is whether you've had time since you joined to feel embedded and a part of chambers in the same way that someone who came all the way up from pupillage would feel, and whether you have time to get to know people when you're so busy.
I think pre-COVID, there were chambers did a lot to make me feel welcome. I had welcoming drinks. There were lots of chambers events that were taking place. In the criminal team, I know I certainly felt there was a real effort made to make me feel welcome, make me feel part of the team and bring me on board. It helps to share any concerns you might have about work or life or whatever else. There are several people in chambers that I could go to have those sorts of discussions, and a collegiate atmosphere always really helps. I find in terms of work-life balance, it always helps to have people around you, especially in chambers, other barristers that understand the pressures of this job, to sometimes vent to, but certainly to decompress and share those problems with. And I've definitely found in Seven that I've been made to feel very welcome at all levels, both other barristers at my call or around my call, and more senior members to check in to make sure everything's okay, especially in the past 10 months or so with everything that's happening in the world. Chambers have been very good to keep a close eye on workflow, how people are doing and where they want to take their practice in the future.
Thanks for joining me, Stephen.
Thank you, Ellie. Take care.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of 7BR's Part Heard. You can find more information and all our previous episodes on our website.